third parak of Yevamah's Mishnah Beis. The same case of four brothers, two of them married two sisters, and ones that were married to the sisters have died. So we have once again two sisters pending Yibum. Now here is a little more complicated case. Achas Mem, Asura Lachas Mem, Yisra Elva. One of these sisters was an Erva, was the daughter of one of the brothers. So Memele, Asubo, Mutabachaisa. He can't do Yibum to this one because it's his sister. It's his daughter. And Memele, she's not Skuka Liyavim. And the second sister is Kuka Liyavim to him. So basically, we don't have the problem because even though two sisters are there, only one of these two sisters is pending Yibum for him, and therefore he can marry him. Vashene also Bishdeim. The second one cannot marry either one of them because to him, neither one of the two is a Elva, and therefore they are both waiting for Yibum by him. Since they're both waiting for Yibum by him, he's not allowed to be Miyabim to him. It's a mitzvah, it's a kedusha. If, like we learned in the previous parak, it was one of them was also to him midrabanon, or was Issa kedusha means it was only a lot to say in the essay, was an Issa Kodesh. So in this case, choletzes v'loy mitzvah bemes, you cannot do Yibum on the other one and not on this one, because the only time you can do Yibum on the second sister is if one of the sisters was an erev and she bechlal did not fall to Yibum. But if the other one just had a Issa Rabbanan or Issa Rasei, then, or Loisa say, then that both sisters are shaykh to the Yibum, just one you can do Yibum on, and one you can do only Chalitzan, therefore you can't do Yibum on either of the two. Because the Lamaisi have a shaykh to both of them.